This is WUWM's Chuck Quernbach. Local officials continue to express concern about a recent rise in COVID-19 cases, and that includes some children who have become sick. City of Greenfield Health Director Darren Rausch says the number of cases involving kids is still relatively small, but he says based on what he's seeing in the Greenfield school system, there are some troubling signs.
You know, spring sports have started, you know, baseball and football and track, and some of those sports have started practicing. Spring break has been on for the last week for many schools, so there might have been more interaction in the non-school setting where maybe the guard was let down or the mask was taken down.
Rausch says travelers should be careful when they come back to the area.
I hope that you will monitor yourself for symptoms. You will take precautions before you re-enter the workplace. Send the kids back to school.
Rausch says there are already a couple of high school varsity football teams dealing with COVID-19. He says multiple individuals on the Cudahy team tested positive early this week, just days after playing the Greenfield football team. Contact tracing has shown that game as a potential source of exposure. So, Rausch says multiple quarantines are in place for the Greenfield squad.
At this point, my understanding is the Greenfield school district and football team will be canceling their game versus West Allis Hale this weekend, and the team will be shutting down their football activities through Monday, April 5th.
Next Monday is when all Wisconsin residents as young as 16 become eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine. There's one other potential new development on the youth front. The Milwaukee Journal-Sentinel reports the Milwaukee County Medical Examiner is looking into the death of a 14-year-old Latino boy as possibly related to COVID-19. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.